Right across from the whaling boat is a display called Who Went Whaling? In these daguerreotypes, you'll find just some of the many faces of whaling, people of different economic classes, ethnicities, and nationalities. Ishmael imagines the Pequod's crew as a diverse group of individuals, islanders or isolados as he calls them, who have come together to be federated along one keel. Ishmael also reminds us that this crew has a clearly defined hierarchy. Although less than half the men employed in the American whale fishery are American-born, he observes, pretty nearly all the officers are. If the native-born American liberally provides the brains, he declares, the rest of the world as generously supplies the muscles.
Next to these portraits is a glass case containing a miniature model triworks. In this giant brick kiln, whale blubber was boiled, or tried out, on board, and the rendered oil was stored in barrels. For Ishmael, these triworks transform the whaling ship into a floating factory that manufactures a saleable good out of raw materials. But the triworks also take on multiple, even contradictory, symbolic meanings in Ishmael's meditations. Its flames are at times sacred and cleansing, at others, frighteningly demonic.
Here's how Ishmael recalls the first night the fires were kindled during his voyage on the Pequod. By midnight, the works were in full operation. We were clear from the carcass. Sail had been made. The wind was freshening. The wild ocean darkness was intense. But that darkness was licked up by the fierce flames, which at intervals forked forth from the sooty flues and illuminated every lofty rope in the rigging. The burning ship drove on, as if remorselessly commissioned to some vengeful deed.